Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your No Show. That music means that this must be Wednesday evening, and you all must be with us on the No Show. We are so grateful that you decided to spend some of your LPEs, your life's precious energy, right here with us this evening. We are so grateful because we know that you had the opportunity to go elsewhere and to do other things, but you chose to be right here where it is that we are and where you are in order to advance yourself spiritually, in order to understand more, and even perhaps to share more of yourself with others so that we all can be enlightened and directed and guided in wonderful and wonder-filled ways. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan. It is my pleasure to serve as your host for the No Show for this next 55 or so minutes, and we are grateful for your being here with us, both online on Renford Radio Network, and also calling in. Share with your friends right now that they can still call in at 347-838-9142. If there's something that they want to know about their future, if there's something they want to know about a job situation, if there's something they have been questioning and yet have not gotten an answer for, they may call in at 347-838-9142. Press 1, as all of you who have already called in have done, and we will bring you onto the air so that we might answer your questions. We are excited to have some awesome people with us this evening. I have two fabulous folks, and I don't just say that because they happen to be very, very good friends of mine. One of them I've known for years and years and years, and the other one I've known only a short period of time, but when people are real, it only takes a short period of time to get to know them. Let me tell you about the first guy. His name is Reverend Frank Rambo. He's an internationally known intuitive who uses numerology as a tool to focus on an individual's past, present, and future. He searches for areas of opportunity and strengths, as well as challenges and weaknesses, along with lessons that are being repeated over and over and over again. Did I say over and over again? Been there, done that? Me too. He speaks the language of numbers, said to be our first language. In Genesis, we read, the Creator created on the first day, on the second day, third day. Thus we have what? The beginning of numbers. Today we use numbers in many, many, many different ways. In numerology, we use them as a guide to understanding our soul urge, our outer expression, and our path of destiny found in our names. Names can change, as can bodies. However, our birth date and our life path do not change. Frank lives in Palm Beach, Florida. Let me tell you about another good friend of mine, Mr. Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson is a retired professional business consultant, a metaphysician, and a trained numerologist who has used numerology for years to assist clients, family, and others in crafting an understanding of the challenges and opportunities in their respective lives through numerology, and equally as important, discovering ways out of the challenges and into understanding and peace via the mystique of numerology. And Carl is going to help all of us to overcome that mystique and make it an understanding, and then apply those techniques to our lives to make lasting changes and move forward in wonder-filled and wonderful ways. Carl is a lover and a master of the application of numbers and lives in a place called Bowie, Maryland, right where my home church is, the Unity Center of Light. And I want to give a shout out to my minister, the Reverend Butch, sorry about that, Millage Mosby, who is our collective pastors, both Carl's and mine, and I miss my home there very, very, very much. And I got to tell you, it's moments like this that help me to appreciate, though, being able to know that all is well and that wherever it is that I am, there, spirit, universal and personal principle, there the God force is as well. Frank, good evening. How are you, sir?
I am doing very, very well, and I hope you're enjoying the holiday season.
Absolutely. I enjoy every season, Frank. I really do. I use anything as an excuse just to be jovial, just to show up and show out. So, yes, sir, I am very definitely doing that. Carl Anderson, are you also on the line with us, sir? Good evening.
I am here, and good evening, and doing well.
All right, that's what I want to hear. Folks, if you have a question that you'd like to ask of Frank, Carl, or even me, please press 1. And if I don't get to you, then hang up and call back, because that means that you're already in the system and it's not picking you up. But give us a minute first to acknowledge it after you hit the 1, and then my phenomenal moderator who is on with us this evening, and I want to just give thanks to Spirit for Rhonda. Rhonda Harrison is back. She has been out and temporarily was getting retooled in order to come back and give of herself in the wonder-filled and wonderful ways that she does. And she is back. And I just want to bring her in to the foray here for a moment. Rhonda, I want to say good evening and welcome home.
Good evening, and it's nice to be home and not in a hospital for the last 6 weeks.
That's right.
But it's
right.
Awesome. Well, I'm feeling much better, and I appreciate everyone's prayers and love and light that they've sent me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Being in a different space and a place, though, gives us another perspective. It gives us a paradigm shift. And so I know with all of the healing that you are doing in your own work, and you, of course, are the moderator of the Searchers Roadmap on Fridays at 1 o'clock, I believe it is, from up in the mountains of, is it Red Feathers Lake?
Red Feather Lakes, Colorado, at 9,000 feet.
Right. That's right.
So, getting a foot of snow tonight.
That's it. Hey, man, better thee than me, okay? I'm in Little Rock. We are not having any of that. So welcome. I'm glad to have you home. Thank you so much.
Right, thank
gentlemen,
you.
Gentlemen, let's get started with this thing. Frank, let me ask you to just go ahead and give an introduction to the folks that are online in terms of what numerology is, how you use it, how you help people, some of the questions perhaps that people have asked you. And as you all know, we have about 8 questions already from some people who have asked us some things. But I want to give each of you an opportunity just to talk a little bit about numerology, how it is that it has supported you in understanding things a little bit better, and how you have then been able to help others. Frank, let me start with you, and then I'll go to Carl.
Well, I found numerology some 25 or 30 years ago and discovered that numerology is kind of like a blueprint. It gives you the outline of what the life that you're going to live will give to you. However, because it is a blueprint, you can change things. You can move them around and alter and change things. Because we have the blueprint, it gives us an opportunity to see what we have come in to this life to learn and to correct, for that matter, as well, things that we failed to understand and correct in the past. There's a saying, that which you fail to learn, you are destined to repeat. With the numbers, then, each one number gives us a clue as to what it is you're dealing with and to also what you are repeating. it gives us the opportunity to see the opportunities offered to us in this lifetime, and oftentimes the obstacles that we can avoid encountering if we have the opportunity through numerology to find out what that is. And as you mentioned earlier, the beginning of numerology came from way, way back when you read in Genesis how the Creator created, and it referred to numbers, the Creator on the first day, the Creator on the second day, the Creator on the third day. So numerology goes way back to the beginning.
Interesting. Thank you. I appreciate that. And Mr. Carl, in Bowie, Maryland, would you please share that same answers to that same question with us from your perspective? And how long have you been involved in this faith walk as well, Carl?
For about the same amount of time of Reverend Frank, 25, 30 years, somewhere in there. And I just am happy to go after Reverend Frank, because all I have to do, it makes it easy for me. I underline everything that he says, and I just will repeat the word that he used in their blueprint. And I use the word tool because I want to emphasize the practical use of numerology. The very practical use of numerology in your everyday life. And I tell people immediately, this is a tool for your use if you want to use it. And most find out that it is very useful once they get involved in it. And it not only lays out some interesting paths for you, but often my clients are very impressed, I would say, because it helps them to look back and understand the path they have already taken, and in many cases the achievements that they have made in life that they haven't even taken their own credit for or given credit where it all is supposed to go to our source, our inner source. And so I have enjoyed every minute of this activity, and plan to continue to enjoy it as long as I can.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have no doubt that you will. We have a number of questions that have come to us, gentlemen, and I want to just go ahead and get right over to some of those things. And let you all then start dealing with it. CRI from D.C. Had a question about what is the meaning of numbers and why does the traditional Bible seem to discourage that? And then she followed up with a second question and said, and she also indicated that this one was the most important of the two. So if you don't get to but one, then please let it be this one. And she said, what is the situation with my job status and what is going on with that? You have her birthday information, gentlemen, and I would ask Frank to start here and share with us what you may relative to this person who has sent in this question from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Frank, please.
Well, CR, for the first thing, your energy indicates that you're an extremely mental person. You're in your mind quite a bit, and you're extremely intelligent. On top of that, you have a very special gift that is called clairnosis. Clairnosis means clear knowing. So you want to trust that. The clear knowing comes from the soul, and it's dropped down from that level, fifth dimension, down into the mind, the human mind. your pattern in this lifetime is a 49-13-4. The 49 says you're born under a vibration of your desires or your wishes fulfilled. What can get in the way of that? That sounds wonderful, and it is, if you get it right. The 49 indicates your wishes fulfilled. However, your responsibility is to make sure whatever it is you're seeking, wanting, or asking for is stated in the positive. I want good health rather than I don't want to be sick. I want to be on time rather than I don't want to be late. So once again, be certain that you listen to what you're saying and what you're thinking and correcting that. Right now, you've gone through this last year a period of change. You were going through a lot of mental gymnastics, and it kept taking you from one point to another point to another, which became confusing. You're at a place now where you're moving on. That job situation should be very well taken care of after your next birthday in 2015.
Job will change in 2015 after the next birthday. Interesting. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you. Carl, do you have anything to add to what has been said from and for CRI and DC?
I think in addition to the things that were said, there is those marvelous things that he said about CRI. They cause her to be very foundational, a person who likes a strong foundation, a person who wants to make things stable and feel that they're sure and they're certain. And that four energy has a lot of willingness to work in it, because work doesn't seem burdensome to them. Now, it may be as that relates, and I want to come back to the master number part of that, but it may be that within her work that she is such a builder that there may be some frustration, and maybe she nor the employer may understand, and they may not be using CRI's talents to their fullest extent, you know? And maybe there needs to be a discussion. Maybe first CRI should understand their ambitions and their natural ways of operating are to build. And that master number implies they are master builders. So she can build as big and as high as she wants to build. And maybe there needs to be a little bit more understanding of that. And then I also use with my clients, give them a personal year number that usually is operative for just about the calendar year. And we're going into 2015. And for her energies now going into that 2015, which will be high universally in the spiritual area and the religious activities area, and some of her soul energy and some of her inner motivation should somehow kind of, in case there's going to be any kind of change, either on the job or from that job to another, that she's going to operate better and more easily and more with more fluidity if it seems to fit her soul, her spiritual aspirations as well, and how she thinks and feels. So I would say that for her in terms. Now, she's a very analytical person, and those energies are going to be very high next year too. So it may be within the jobs that she is looking at in terms of her own place or outside, that if it has to do with using her analytical tools, or investigatory tools, that would be good for her.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, that is phenomenal information to be shared with anyone. And, boy, I learned some things. Clairnosis, Frank had said. So I will be going to my dictionary shortly and looking for the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary as well in order to understand it. And I hear you saying, Carl, that it is important for CRINBC to operate from her feeling nature, but to also welcome and know that using her analytical nature is part of her feeling and spiritual nature, and the two can go hand in hand. Okay, excellent. I like that a lot. Let's move on a little bit further. And as we do so, ladies and gentlemen, again, I would ask any of you that have these types of questions or want to make comments to please press 1 on your phone, and we will bring you into the conversation as soon as we can do that. We want to move forward with a couple of the other questions that are before us right now. There's a question from J.R. in Little Rock, gentlemen, and J.R. wanted to know, why do I have the challenges in my life that I have? What changes are in store for me, and what do I have to do to meet them and to then have a great life? You both have J.R.'s birth date in front of you. And so let me reverse things this time. Actually, no, I'm going to go with the same process so you all can stay in sync and not think that I'm going to go back and forth in that way. Let me go ahead, Frank, and come to you first in terms of, and I will do that from this point forward with each of you. We'll just keep it rolling that way if that's all right with you all. Anytime you all want for me to change anything, just let me know, and we can do it at a moment's notice. Why do I have the challenges in my life that I have? What changes are in store for me, and what do I have to do to meet them and have a great life? Frank, please.
Well, J.R., your life path is a 44-8. The 44 is one of the master numbers, and that infers that you are a very old and ancient soul. When an old and ancient soul has these challenges, it's most often as a result of something they failed to learn in one of their lifetimes, perhaps even more than one. You're a water person, so you're in the energies of feelings, and quite often a person will react with the feelings as opposed to act with the feelings. Throughout your life, you've been on this journey of discovering who you are, and as I said, you're one of the chosen ones in this lifetime. All of the chosen ones, all of the life, the ones that are the ancient souls, their life path and their life purpose is always service to humankind in some way, shape, or form. Because it is an 8 vibration, it puts a lot of emphasis in the work, job, career, money, home, finances, things of that nature, and it's reacted through the emotional. Currently, you're in a 59-14-5 energy. That is an air energy, which means you're in the vibration of the soul at this time. That particular energy is one that says there's a lot of mind gymnastics going on. The 5 of that is the number of freedom through change, for one thing. The 5 vibrates to traditional religion and or traditional spirituality. And I would most certainly say that you come from a very high spiritual level. The challenges, once again, are helping you to understand how to help someone else that may be going to go through the same things as you have. More than likely, that change began to occur in 2009, 2010, 2011, and this is where you went full circle in life and came to a place where you got your roots. Those roots are now taking hold, and you'll be growing through these patterns for the next 30 years.
Wow, for the next 30 years. So coming into the awareness, though, and will be able to then move forward as well. Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Frank. Carl, your take on JR in Little Rock.
Yeah, I want JR. I hope he was really listening to those soul energy parts that Reverend Frank was bringing about. And I want to touch on some of the material sides also, because there was a point in there where you were concerned about maybe things on the job and whether there would be promotions and pay raises involved, and are there any changes like that in store? And it may be that you have a concern. There's nothing to worry about, but you may have a concern as to whether these things are going to go well for you, because there's a need to be more in tune with the material physical side energies of that number eight, which have to do much with the building on this side. Your those energies give you potentials that are great, and you should always realize that you are capable of doing anything that any challenges coming about for you in terms of job or job promotion or changes to industries or business, those things that you are offered that come before you, your first thought is probably you can do it, but you may have second thoughts about, oh, maybe I can't. And the maybe I can't just drop, because your energies flow very heavily in being able, being quite capable. So if somebody offers you something and it presents a challenge, take it, because you can win at it, whatever it is. So it's important that you look into, if it's like promotional, moving up on the ladder, every job that's available up there, you're absolutely capable of doing it, and you should see it that way, and don't turn down any opportunities for promotion.
Excellent, excellent. Don't turn down anything.
Let me just say something for next year for JR.
Sure.
I think he will be finding himself having a lot of interest in his home and family and things of that nature, and also here and there being quite responsible about some activities, all that kind of flows together. That's going to be going very well for him next year. He's going to be in energies that work for him.
Well, good. Excellent, excellent. Well, I am certain that he is most appreciative for those words from both of you. And the important thing, though, that we want to stress to you all, folks, is to not only just hear this and to say, wow, isn't that nice, isn't that neat, but you have to actualize it, and you have to be about the business of doing it. It's not just going to happen through osmosis. Because Frank said it, because Carl said it, because Reverend Mack is saying it, doesn't mean that it then is gospel for you. You have to do your part. You have to lift whatever the weight is. You have to carry your load. And along the way, though, other people will be carried along with you. And then you will have somebody else that you can talk to about the struggle. And together, whatever it is that you all are then being faced with, you'll be able to handle, to deal with, and to move on in wonderful and wonder-filled ways. So that's really, really, really good stuff, and we are excited about it. Gentlemen, I want to, with this next person that I'm going to take before our break, who actually is on the line with us, and that's Ms. Carrie from California, a very, very dear friend to me personally, and also a very, very, very good friend of the No Show, serves as my guest co-host in many instances, and I'm just so proud of her. But one of the things that Carrie and I talked about and are still continuing to talk about, and I'm going to share this and let you all speak, and then I'm going to go to Carrie to ask what her comments are relative to this. One of the things that seems to keep coming up for Ms. Carrie, though, is why have I had to go through all of the stuff that I had to go through in my life? Why has my life been so challenging, at times so difficult? Things that other people would have just thrown their hands up and said, to hell with it, I have had to deal with. I am in the process of dealing with some of it, and I've had to already deal with so much of it. And so, gentlemen, I'd like for you to respond to that first. Then I'm going to go to Carrie as well for feedback on the things that you're saying. Frank, let me come to you. Relative to Carrie from California.
Well, Carrie, your pattern in this lifetime is one that I rarely see. It's a 2020/2. The 20 is a number that deals with the spiritual aspects in one's life. And for you, it appears that you have been tested severely because you're meant to go to a higher level of spirituality. You're at the place for ascension in this lifetime. The two aspects of it is an energy that says you're born under the vibration of a mystic. It's a mystical vibration, and it's a vibration of duality. The pattern indicates that there has been a lot of emphasis placed on trying very hard to get people to see the good and kind and loving and caring and uplifting person you are. And the interesting thing was the emphasis that you were putting on this is your effort to have people see you that way when you were already that way. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to earn it. You were already there. But unfortunately, it appears as if you didn't believe it of your own self. You went through a rough time here last year in 2013 birthday 2014. That was an energy that indicated that you were carrying too many burdens. You were taking on the responsibility of others, and it wasn't even yours. But because you jumped in to help and do and give, you took it on as if it was yours. And in believing that over a period of time, it suddenly does become yours. You know, in the scriptures, there's a place that said, I feared the enemy, and it came upon me. Yeah. And it's because of the belief systems that we have. Currently now, you've changed your pattern in this current year. The current pattern has moved from that 36-9, which is endings, the 9 is endings, and the 36 is ending burdens, ending carrying other people's things. Now you're in a 37 energy, and it would infer that it would probably be a good idea for you to give consideration for the ministry. The 37 vibrates to the ministry. It's a water energy. Being an earth energy, it's a good combination for you. The 37 adds to a 10. The 10 vibrates to the Wheel of Fortune. So it says good luck is now following you. And in this current year, it would behoove you to plant the seeds for your future in anything and everything you might want as you move through your life. The one at this time indicates that you're a leader, not a follower. However, it indicates that there is a need for you to learn how to lead, and that doesn't mean carrying people or doing it for them, but rather to show them how to do it.
Awesome. Wow. I cannot wait almost to hear what Carrie has to say. Let me ask you all. Now, Frank and Carl, do you want for me to let her respond to you, or should we go ahead and ask Carl to come in and say what he has to say, and then we'll let her respond to both of you?
Robert, could I make one more comment?
Sure.
To Carrie. That comment is it indicates, Carrie, that you went through an extraordinarily hard time in 2012 to 2013. There was a resistance to something at that time. And the problem was not what was happening. The problem was the resistance to what was happening.
Wow. So when we just let go and let God,
yes,
and be okay with the process,
yes,
and not have the plum disease, the poor little old me, but why
yes.
not me? And thank God that I now have it, because somebody else would have been too weak to handle it. And I'm grateful to be able to show somebody how to move forward in it. Then we're able to let go and let God. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Carl,
and while I'm flowing from Reverend Frank, so let me just touch on a couple of things. On that destiny number, on your number, Gary, I think of the nature. It's your nature to be cooperative. It's your nature to be diplomatic. It's your nature to want to work with others and have partnerships. And that's probably carried you to some of the directions that Reverend Frank spoke of. And you've had some of those experiences. I don't have the answer to that as to why, but I can offer that it may be that those number two energies are so strong with you that you were cooperating even with elements that you shouldn't be cooperating with. Maybe you should not have accepted what you saw coming upon you. Maybe you flew too easily with it, cooperating with it. And always remember what someone has said: when we change what we think about something that we see, what we see can change.
Wow.
And next year, you're going to be in a master number of that number two. So you're going to be even more enlightened in that area. That's going to be very helpful for you.
Excellent. That is awesome. Let me just go ahead and I don't know, so much good stuff has come on with this stuff. I hope I can still get Carrie in here. Miss Carrie, are you available to respond to that? What are your thoughts in terms of what was said to you, and how do you feel about that, and what energies do you get from it?
Well, I'm absolutely amazed at what I just heard, and I can agree about my the attitude of, you know, why me? I was definitely in the plum phase, the polar phase.
Yeah.
you know, dealing with a lot, fighting with a lot, and just wanting to understand why this was happening. And so, I'm definitely amazed. I'm really amazed, and I'm very happy to know that next year is going to be a bigger year of enlightenment for me, because I have a lot. I feel like there's a lot of leadership expectation coming for me, and so I'm willing to step into that, and I'm willing to use all of this, what I call divine management, the management of my life that works above and beyond anything that I can do by myself with my under my own steam. So I'm really excited about it.
Excellent. Anything else that you have to say relative to that that was said about you, Carrie? Anything else? How did you feel hearing those things said, especially your mastery and who it is that you already are, and stepping into your own and claiming that, and not with a boastful attitude, but with an awareness of the fact that spirit in me has already overcome and is overcoming? How does that help you to move forward in this process?
That's just confirmation, because I've been hearing that for especially the last 3 months. That has been like coming up and coming up and coming up. It's like this hammer that divine management is smacking me around with. Look, I told you I'm here to support you. You're going to do this, and you're fine.
That's
Don't worry about it. Stop
tripping. Okay, cool. That's what I wanted to hear, and that sounds good. Thank you, Carrie. I'm going to put you back on the hold pool here, because we have a number of other folks, guys, that are clamoring to get in here. Before we do that, I want to remind everyone that this is the Renford Broadcast Network, and the radio network by Renford has a plethora of phenomenal programs available for your listening pleasure, just like this one. Okay, we are not alone. The No Show is not the only one. We've been doing this for several years now, a couple of years, and we are grateful for the listenership and for the responses that you all have given us. But I want for you to check out some other things, like on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, there's a Progressive News Weekly, which is hosted by Daryl Clark from New York. This is a long-running show on another network, but we brought it over to the best network. And so Daryl's guests include people like my friend in D.C., Dick Gregory, and they tend to focus on hot issues and current events. So we know that Ferguson right now, New York right now, are hot events, and we've covered it on this channel as well. That is also the moderator and co-host of that program is our own RBR director person, Mr. Cecil McDaniel. So you've got a lot of great talent right there. Check that out. I've already mentioned it to you, but I'll mention it again. The Searchers Roadmap Show at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time is hosted by Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lakes, Colorado. The Searchers Roadmap was the first RBR show, and thus it is, in fact, the longest-running show. Rhonda is a healer, and she has proven that, because she is back from wherever it was that she decided to go for a moment, and she is back in live and living color and rolling forward. And she brought all of the others of us along to assist her in that process. So we are better off because of the fact that she allowed us to be a part of it as well. Rhonda is a shaman, and she hosts people from around the world at her home 9,000 feet up. I want to tell you one more thing. On Saturday, Soul Town, The Sound of Music is broadcast at 3 p.m. from Memphis, Tennessee by Reginald Jenkins. So please catch that one as well. And as you all already know, all of our shows are available for you to download each and every thing that you've heard tonight. You can go up about a half hour to an hour after the show and pull it down so that you can hear this information again. But here's why, folks. Because the same thing that was said about somebody else, guess what? It's also true for you. So we want for you to do that. Okay, we're moving along here.
And Reverend Mack.
Yes, sir.
And I'm having a beep on my phone. If I fall off, it's just the phone. I'll try to get on another one, but I haven't punked out. I've just blanked out.
No, you're okay, Carl. I haven't heard it. So it's okay. And you know what? I think it's just God signaling. You go, man. You go. You bad.
It may be battery weakened.
Okay. So if so, just hang up, call us right back in, and Rhonda will bring you right back in as well. Not a problem, okay? All right, let's move forward with another person who had a couple of questions. Linda D., again, a person from Little Rock. We were able to get a lot of folk in this area from my home city and my other home, which is the Maryland, D.C., Baltimore area. But Linda, gentlemen, wanted to know what occupational changes will take place for me in the new year, and what about my love life? Lord knows, I understand. So can you help us out, gentlemen? And I'm going to start with you again, Frank. What do you think in terms of Linda and occupational changes, and what's going on? What's going to happen in her love life?
Well, her numbers at birth are a 30. Do I still have you? Your numbers at birth are a 35-8, and the 8 is the number that deals with the physical aspects. Work, job, career, money, home, finances. It deals with banking. It deals with investigation. It deals with engineering. It deals with the law or lawyer, and so forth and so on. Next year, being 2015, is also an 8 year. So that's going to affect your work, job, and career area, because that's your life path as well. Now, in that love area, I want to approach that from a different point of view. In the past, throughout your lifetime, as it applies to most everyone, we go out looking for someone. We go to the church. We go to different fairs and things, looking for the love of our life. And the interesting thing is we never look at the opposite side of it. We're looking to find someone rather than being in the place of being found. Mm. Somebody's looking for you instead of you looking for them. And that being the case, for that to take place, you might want to consider a few things that I'm about to say, and that is to define what it is you want from a person, not who is the person. I want a peaceful, loving, harmonious, giving, receiving, sharing relationship with someone. I want open, honest, clear, positive intercommunications. I want positive communications. I want positive growth for myself, my partner, and anyone else concerned with this relationship. I want my space when I need it. I want them to have their space when they need it. What I'm defining is not who is the person. I'm defining what it is that you want from the person and what you want to give to the person. And in this case, when you put that out to the universe is going to look for that certain someone and bring them into your life. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this wonderful person enters your life. But again, let them find you. You searched all your life. Now it's time to be found, not to find.
Ooh, I like that. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Mr. Carl, are you back with us? I guess he hadn't gotten back yet. Let me know when he gets back, Rhonda, if you will, and we will go on and allow him to come back in and share with Linda from Little Rock. But I tell you, that was an awesome reading, and what I really got from that part was become the one that someone else is looking for. Don't looking for somebody, but you become the one that somebody is looking for. And because you have become that, they will then automatically be what? Attracted to you. Awesome. I love it. Anything else, Frank, that you wanted to add there, or was that it?
Well, she's in, Linda is in a 52-7 pattern, and the 52 is the widow or the widower. What that means is the something has died and something is going to be born. In this case, she becomes the widow to being single, and she becomes the partner to being married. So the widow can be a very positive indication of finding the right person. The 52 is also a soul energy, so it is distinctly possible in being found that they will find their soulmate and she will find hers.
Because that's the way the universe works, isn't it?
Yes.
Whenever it is.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We hear you now. We hear you now.
Okay.
And we were talking about Linda while you went and had your coffee break, Mr. Carl, but that's okay. We understand.
That's cheating, but I heard some of it. I was in, but wasn't being heard.
I understand.
So, yes, Linda's got a lot of 8 energy, and it's similar to what we were saying earlier about the other 8 energy person. She may be feeling a little challenged on because of more concern with the material side of needs, which are real, but it may have not allowed her to be as involved with her spiritual nature as she has be, and that would be helpful for her to be. So I would ask her to think more about all the spiritual urges that she is getting, and we know she gets them, and to give them more attention. And that's going to change her finances, her occupation, and all other things in her life.
Excellent.
And she's going to probably run into somebody with similar 8 energies.
Sure, of course. Thank you. I'm moving along quickly, gentlemen, because we have so many people that are still standing by. I'm going to ask both of you to go ahead and commit to me to come back early next year so that we can do this again. We've done it twice now, and each time we run out of time before we complete everything that we wanted to do, but that seems like what happens in lifetimes as well. But I'm excited about having both of you back for us to continue this. We have a question from JJ in D.C., and you all have his birth numbers. And JJ said, tell me about Parkinson's disease, and most importantly, why do I have it? Let me start with you, Frank, please.
Okay. JJ, your number at birth is the 57123. Your energies, you have a male energy, and it's a very intense one. The male energy is protector, provider, giver, doer, warrior, independent. Let me do it for you. Let me fix it for you, et cetera. And you're out of balance in that energy because you're a giver. You know, you've got your doctorate degree in giving. You're sadly flunking receiving. And that's the feminine nature. And it's learning how to receive and being comfortable with receiving. You won't ask anybody for anything. If you're able to do it yourself, you certainly will not do that. And that's part of the problem. You created a need to receive. And so what happened was, in getting sick with, in your case, Parkinson's disease, you're forced to ask for help. When receiving is a good, wonderful, uplifting, happy thing, but you wouldn't allow it. So you got put into a position to be forced to receive. You were forced to ask for help. And, you know, normally that's not really a very good thing at all. And I would say you're in a place right now, JJ, that 12 energy that you're in is the reversal of conditions. So this can bring on a miracle, for that matter. It's a 57-12-3, and the 3 is a feminine energy. And again, it's trying to get you to ask for help from Spirit, God, your guides, your teachers. But the 3 is also the energy that vibrates to giving birth to something new. So this can produce the birth of a new life. You know, miracles do happen, but you've got to ask. You've got to utilize that feminine energy and get those two balanced, the giving with the receiving.
So, I hope JJ
Carl, before you go, that feminine masculine is within all of us. And so I want for you to just touch on that, Frank, so that everybody understands that, because what is good for one is good for all. So can you just hit on that for a minute?
Sure. When I say the feminine energy or the masculine energy, I'm not speaking of sexuality. I'm not speaking of a male person or a female person. I'm speaking of energies, because many ladies have the male energy and many men have the feminine energy, and it's simply energies. And between the two, they need to be balanced. Or we have somebody that is always giving, 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 and ultimately they say, when is it my turn? But they never let it be their turn because they won't ask.
Excellent. Perfect. Thank you. Mr. Carl, please. Mr. Carl.
I'm just looking at that 3 energy and wondering if JJ has... I wonder if he is allowing that self-expressiveness, the musical things, the music arts, the dance arts, the theater arts, the stage, radio, TV, fun, humor, all of those things that are active in him and are always urging him. Has he been repressing them for other kinds of needs that he felt has need to be made? And maybe it would just be helpful for him to allow some of the more pleasant and easy and self-expressive things that urges that he feels, to allow them to come forth in some way. Used to play the piano and put it down, hadn't done it for 40 years, you know, then pick the piano up again, or the guitar, or whatever. But some kind of self-expressive outlet.
I got it. You know what, gentlemen and folks who are online, I know I've got people who are standing by. I've got Al, and I've got some other folks. But we are actually out of time. All of you that sent in requests, I have that information, and we'll get it, and I will email you back with specific answers to your questions. Any of you that didn't get to, Joshua, I am so sorry, my friend. I know that you were trying to get in there, but I promise you, if you'll email me at robtmcm@aol.com, and that goes for everybody else as well that did not get their questions answered and were waiting, I will ask Carl and Frank to respond by email. I will respond to you, but I will ask them to give me the information and we will get back to you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been wonderful. We thank you so much for your patience. Thanks to Rhonda and all of the crew and the folks for the No Show and the RBR Network. We got to go, but we'll be back next week. Come on back. We've got great things going on. We'll see you. Have a great day. God bless all. Bye-bye. Thanks, gentlemen. We'll see you.
You're welcome.